Great learnings from the Nishas of Chaim Elizur from Shanaya Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe is raised from Menachem or Moshe is supposed to Shleim of Chaim Moshe of Amalka and Bracha of Star Malka of Matritzka and Pegaldina and it's supposed for all those in and around the Eretz Yisrael. So we're finishing up over here Siman Reish Tzadik Zayin. We're talking about the Besamim. Says the Mechaber Sif Hei. This is actually post-COVID a very applicable halacha, misha ena meriach, if somebody cannot smell, and in fact, we still have somebody in shul who still cannot smell since COVID. Ena mevarach al besamim does not make a bracha on a besamim, el im kein niskaven lahutzi b'nei beisai, if he's having in mind to be moitzi the other people, akatanim, shegiu l'chinuch, that already reached chinuch, o lahutzi misha ena yadeh. So, if you cannot smell, you cannot make a bar mina b'samim ever, and you certainly cannot make a bar mina b'samim by havdalah. However, the Mechaber is telling us that if you're making the bracha to be mitzi others, then you can. So let's see the mishabur about that because it's not so pashut. Mi she'ena meriach heinu she'en lechush harech. He does not have the chush of smelling, something that is applicable at times. If he's making the bracha to be made to other people, they have to smell the besamim immediately after his bracha. Then he said, somebody doesn't know. That all the achrayim disagree with this last statement of the Mechaber. The last statement of the Mechaber said that if he's being made to somebody who doesn't know how to make a bracha, then it's okay. Dafke lahoitz the sofer and they other all the achronim disagree and they hold dafke lahoitzi as b'nei beisai aktanim hu dechari. If you're making the bracha in order to be moitzi your children who are katanim, then you could do it. Shemutal of kdei lchanchem amitzus because at least he has the chiyuv to be mechanach them. Avol lo lahoitzi misheni yadeya. To be mighty, somebody who does not know how to make a bracha. The kevin shu ain't a chayiv b'dava. He himself, the person making abdullah, is not mechuyiv in the barimina b'samim because he can't smell. Ain't a yachal hoitzah chayim idei chavasa. He cannot be yoitzah other people. Why? And the mishabur is going to explain it. The after be'etzem kiddush v'avdullah yachal hoitzah chayim afal pi she'ain't a chayiv b'dava. If I have somebody in the room that needs kiddush, and I don't have a chiyuv in kiddush, I already made kiddush, it's a brichas ha-mitzvahs, I can be moitzi the other people. Kegon sheyotza mikvar, in a case, let's say, that he explains, what's a case that I'm not mechuyiv, because I was already yotza. Shani hasam, so that's different. Shehen chayiv al kol ish yisrael, v'chol yisrael. There's a chiyuv on every person to make kiddush, v'chol yisrael, arevim zeh v'zeh. So, if I made Kiddush already, and I walk into my house, and there's somebody there who has a Chiyuv and Kiddush that did not make Kiddush yet, that person has a Chiyuv and Kiddush. I have a responsibility for his Kiddush because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. Therefore, although I myself do not need Kiddush, I can make the bracha for him. Now, why is Barim Mida B'Samim by Avdala different? The summon by Abdullah is not a chiyuv. It's a meaning that the Chacham said to be meshiv the nefesh because the neshama Yisrael is leaving. We even said that if you don't have a summon, don't worry about it. Just continue with your Abdullah. So therefore, the bracha is no different than any birchas anahenen. If I walk into the room and you want to eat a piece of cantaloupe, I'm not interested in cantaloupe. I can't make a bari pri adama to be mitzi you. It's a birchas anahenen. A birchas hamitzvah, I can be mitzi you because you have to have some sort of involvement in this bracha. So when it's a birchas hamitzvah, so you have a chiyuv, I therefore, in turn, I'll call Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, I have a chiyuv that you should make the bracha, and therefore, I'm invested in that mitzvah, and I'm invested in that bracha. I can make the bracha for you, even if I myself do not have a chiyuv at that moment. However, when it comes to birchas anahenen, there's no connection me to you. There's no chiyuv to eat whatever you want to eat that piece of cantaloupe. So therefore, if you want to eat cantaloupe, I can't make a bracha for you. If somebody was already made avdala and he could smell, he made besamim. And now he's going to make Avdolah for somebody else. So the Avdolah I could make, same concept. You have a Chiyuv and Avdolah, he has a Chiyuv and Avdolah. Even though I made Avdolah, Birchas HaMitzah, I can be made to you. If I want to, while I'm being made to that person, I want to make a bracha of besamim, then I also have to make a smell. I also have to smell it because, again, it's birchas hanehanah, so I have to be doing it to myself. Veda says the Mishnah Berurah. The mashna haga is an anoshim. Now some people have a minik she ain writes and lotzeis for birchas hanehanah besamim shalim ramav. Though they don't, and this is very similar to something we learned previously. The Chavetz Chaim has a very strong sheet on this, but as we discussed then, and we'll refresh our memories a little bit, it's not so pashut that everybody agrees with this. But the Mishnah Berurah, let's first see what the Mishnah Berurah's shita is. He says, those people who, when it comes to Barim Mayra Eish and Barim Mina Mesamim, they don't want to be Yaitza or Maitzi from the person making the Avdallah. They make the bracha themselves. The Mishnah Berurah's shita, they're not doing it properly. Now, we had this very similar when it came to Hamaitzi, when it came to Kiddush, when if somebody was Maitzi, you Kiddush, do you make your own Bar Piagofen or not? Somebody was Maitzi with Lacha Mishnah, and you heard his Hamaitzi, do you make your own Hamaitzi? And the Mishnah Berurah there also said that it's not the way to do it, and you should be Yaitza with the person who's making it. The Kevim Shem Yaitza Mavdallah, since they're being Yaitza Mavdallah, they have to listen to the bracha. They shouldn't make another bracha. So he says even without that, there's a mitzvah to be yotzev in the other people to be reiv am hadras melech. And not everybody should make the bracha. If you doubt it, what's the except? So Mishnah Berurah says in a regular case, I'm standing next to you. You're making Avdallah. I'm being Yotze Avdallah. You make Barim Ra'esh. I should be Yotze. You're Barim Ra'esh. I should not make my own bracha. In law, except the exception issue, Rachik mina Ozmina, or if I'm very far away from the light, so far that I can hear you making Avdallah, but I would not be able to use this light. Then I'm not Yotze. So in a very large room, you're at a simcha, and you're a very large room. They have the chazan is making the beautiful end of Shabbos Havdalah with the guitar, and you hear the Havdalah, but you're not close enough to have a nar from the fire. Then you can make your own bracha. Then you're not yaitzah. As we'll see later on. So don't have a mind to be yotze from the person making the avdallah. After avdallah, you're next to the fire. You should make your bar in my rage. Now, so basically, Mishnah Berurah, in line with his shita by kiddush, in line with his shita by lechem mishnah, he very strongly holds that you should be yotze the bar in my rage and the bar in the sum from the person making avdallah, and that's the way he paskins. However, as we discussed then, there's many, many Paiskim that do disagree, and we know from the late Achrayim who were from the biggest Paiskim that disagree, and they hold that first of all, there's an Indian of mitzvah b'yaisim b'shluchai. There's an Indian that really, when it comes to Bar Mara'esh, the Bar Piragafen, the Amaitzi, the Bar Minu Basam, these are, to a certain, although they're birchas mitzvah, they're also birchas anahanan, and therefore they hold that it is better. So there are many paiskim that do disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, and everyone should follow what their minig was. So that concludes the Barim Mina Besamim, and now we have another couple of minutes. We're going to move into the Ner Havdalah, a little bit of a longer simon, but let's get started over here. Says the Mechaber, Mevarach al Ner. Okay, so we said the besamim. Now we make the bracha on the ner. We make mevarach on the ner. Boirei ma'oirei ha'esh im yeshlay. If you have fire, ve'ein etzarach lachzo achar. Once again, it does not have to hold up your avdala. If you don't have access to a candle, you don't have access to fire, you could make avdala without the boirei ha'esh. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mevarach al ha'ner. Why Matzah Shabbos? Why do we make this bracha Barim Ra'esh? Important to know what we're doing. Mishum detchilas, we mentioned this. Mishum detchilas b'riyasei abba Matzah Shabbos. When was fire created by a human? Was on Matzah Shabbos. Can read in Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet. It says in Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet. Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dei Avad Marishon. How did Adam think about this? Hashem placed this idea in his head. The Tochen Shtei Avanim Zay B'Zay took two rocks, presumably flintstones, and he rubbed them together, and he made a spark. V'yotzman Ur, he was able to light a fire. V'hadim Avarchem. Now, that's why we make the Bracha Bar Mayer on Matzah Shabbos. V'hadim Avarchem Matzah Kippurim Afkashen Echal B'Matzah Shabbos. There's only one other time during the year that we make a Bar Mayer Eish if it's not Matzah Shabbos, and that is on Matzah Yom Kippur. Over there, it's for a different reason. Mishum Shehu Ke'en Havdalah, it's similar to the Havdalah. Shekol Hayoyim Haya Asa L'shtamash B'zer Of L'chol Nefesh, that on the whole day, Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos, that you were not allowed to use the fire. You couldn't cook the whole day, that's right? So Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos. All on the Yom Tovim, you are able to use the nair. On Yom Kippur, you couldn't. Now it becomes mutter. That when it comes to, we'll see shortly, the Mechaber is going to bring down the sheet. That comes to Matzah Yom Kippur, you do have to have the candle. And as we're not going to learn it now, when we get to Matzah Yom Kippur, we'll see the candle has to be what's called a nair shashavas. It has to be a candle that was burning the entire Yom Kippur. That's the candle, but again, that's not negay over here at the Shabbos. But again, we make Bar Mayer on every Matzah Shabbos, even if it's Yontif. So it's Shabbos going into Yontif. Matzah Shabbos, we always make Bar Mayer, because the reason being is because that's the first time Adam Arishin created the fire by human created a fire by rubbing these two stones together. Matzah Yom Kippur, we also make Bar Mayer, but Matzah Yom Kippur is for a different reason. It's to show that we were not able to cook with this fire the entire day. So it's a different reasoning behind it. What's the bracha? The bracha is boire ma'oire ha'esh. Now, the word ma'oire is plural. Okay, it doesn't say boire ma'or ha'esh, the light of the fire. It's boire ma'oire ha'esh. So it's plural. Says the Mishabura, why do we use a plural term? The kama nahoira, it could be binur. There's several different colors or seven different fires. And we know that the different colors have different levels of heat in the fire. Lavana, aduma, biruka, there's white, there's red, sort of a greenish color, or blue. So therefore, we say, it's plural. Hashem creates all these different parts of these fire, these different strengths in the fire. What happens if I didn't say, I said, the bach holds, that's not the brach, and you're not yotza. Okay, Lashon Avart, it's a past tense. So the word boire means he's creating, he creates, right? So it's a present and future tense. Boire ma'ore esh. Hashem is the one who is creating the fire. Bara is an expression that in the past he has created. Still not the appropriate bracha. However, there, if you did say bara ma'ore esh, you are yaitzav. Ain it tzarich lachzal of, you don't have to go afterward. Why? It's only a reminder, Zecher, that this is what happened on Matzah Shabbos. You can make the rest of Adolav a kais even without a candle. Whenever you have it, you see fire and you have an oar from it, make the bracha at that time. This that he tells you, that if you didn't have fire during your Avdalah, you can make the fire anytime you see it, that's only Matzah Shabbos, the Avaz Manai, because the whole point is that on Matzah Shabbos is when Adam created it. Once the time passes, even though if I don't have Avdalah, I can make Avdalah Sunday morning, the Barer Mayer, if you couldn't do it by Avdalah, and you're going to do it when you come across fire later on, that's only on Matzah Shabbos. L'kamen b'simen reish tzadik tes, simvav. We'll see this more in Simen reish tzadik tes. We'll stop over here. And if it's a sham, we will continue tomorrow.